Happy families are all alike. Every unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. That's how Tolstoy began his novel Anna Karenina. It's an unforgettable way to start a story, and it may be instructive in a time when it's harder than ever to get people's attention. So we called in librarian Nancy Pearl. She is the author of a book of recommended readings and the model for a librarian action figure, and Nancy Pearl made us a list of great opening lines.
I think when you read a good first line, it's like falling in love with somebody. I mean, your heart starts pounding, you know, because you just sort of, I mean, that sense, not being in love with somebody, but falling in love with somebody. And that's what a first line can do. And then you read to the bottom of the first paragraph, and then you go on.
Well, some love affairs turn out badly, you know.
They do, and some books turn out badly. But you have a better chance if the first line is good.
What makes a great first line?
I think it opens up the book for you. It opens up all the possibilities. I mean, the best first line probably, the best contemporary first line is, "My brother Ward was once a famous man," by Pete Dexter. Now, that's a line you couldn't stop there.
Why was he once a famous man?
Exactly.
Why is he not a famous man
exactly.
anymore? What's
right.
the name of the book?
The Paperboy. And then you say, why is it all in the past tense? My brother Ward was once a famous man, so what happened to him? And it's such a good book.
What are some other lines that have grabbed your attention over time?
Oh, there's a wonderful first line by a woman named Rose Macaulay that goes, "Take my camel, dear," said my Aunt Dot, as she climbed down from this animal on her return from high mass. and that has everything. That comes from a novel called The Towers of Trebizond that was written more than 50 years ago, now back in print. Thank goodness. It's about a group of English travelers who are going through Turkey. And what I love about that is that Rose Macaulay's favorite things were the British Episcopal Church, animals, and travel. And in that first line, she got all of those things.
There are famous opening lines. There are also famous bad lines. Every year there's a competition
right.
for the worst opening line.
Yes, the Dark and Stormy Night competition. I mean, I think it's easy to write a mediocre opening line. I think it's hard to write a spectacularly bad opening line. And I think it's very difficult to write a really good opening line.
Let's run through some other great openings that you've compiled.
Okay,
there.
Here is a great opening line from a great novel called The Last Good Kiss.
And the book of The Last Good Kiss is by?
James Crumley.
Okay.
And the first line is, "When I finally caught up with Abraham Traherne, he was drinking beer with an alcoholic bulldog named Fireball Roberts in a ramshackle joint just outside Sonoma, California, drinking the heart right out of a fine spring afternoon."
Mm.
Now, isn't that great?
You're right in the scene, aren't you?
Don't you love it? "Captain Ahab was neither my first husband nor my last," is the opening sentence of Ahab's Wife by Sina Jeter Naslund.
Which is kind of a follow-up, a sequel,
yes.
if you will,
yes.
to Moby Dick with
yes.
another great opening line.
"Call me Ishmael." There's a very good novel called The Miracle Life of Edgar Mint by Brady Udall. It has a great first line. Maybe this is the best line in the book. "If I could tell you one thing about my life, it would be this. When I was 7 years old, the mailman ran over my head." I think you get the sense of that. I mean, the worst thing that could happen is not to have the first line match the rest of the book. And one thing that makes the first line great is when it does match the rest of the book, and all of these do. Dodie Smith, marvelous novel, I Capture the Castle. This is a perfect book for anyone. I think this is a woman's book, a young woman's book. Anyone from 12 to 100 will love I Capture the Castle, especially if they want to be a writer, because it begins, "I write this sitting in the kitchen sink." Isn't that great? And this is a book that's back in print. It's so wonderful to see it back in print.
I want to read you one of my favorites, which I'm delighted to see is in your list here. This is a line that when I first read it, when I first figured it out, I loved it so much I memorized it in Spanish. I won't abuse the language by doing it in Spanish now, but Gabriel García Márquez from 100 Years of Solitude. "Many years later, as he faced the firing squad, Colonel Aureliano Buendía was to recall that distant afternoon when his father took him to discover ice."
And what's so great about that is not only that it gives you a hint of what the style of the book is going to be, but it sets up all these questions again in your mind. Why is he facing the firing squad? what was so exciting about that afternoon with his father when he took him to discover ice. And the first line is a way of, it's one of the access points into a book. And if you're standing in front of the new bookshelf, for example, at a library or a bookstore, and you're faced with these hundreds of books, and you just open them up at random until you find a book that says, read me, until you have that. I really do think it's a visceral reaction that we have to a line that we read that makes us want to go on and read more.
I've been very impressed. You've brought a list. We asked you to make a list, and you have it in front of you. But with some of these openings, you're able to say them while looking right at me.
I think it's because some of these lines are from books that have become just a part of me. The Pete Dexter opening line, "My brother Ward was once a famous man." When I think about the book, I remember best how I felt when I read that opening line. In fact, where I was when I read that opening line and how I felt. I was on the bus and I read that line and I read to the bottom of the first paragraph and then to the bottom of the first page. And then I thought I was going to faint because my heart was pounding so hard. And I thought I couldn't read this book on the bus because I thought I had to read it at home in the privacy of my own home. So I closed the book and I clutched it and I said, "Oh, wow, this is a book." And the man who was sitting next to me got up and moved very quickly across the bus. He didn't want to be next to any crazy lady reading some book like that.
Well, Nancy Pearl, thanks for beginning so many books with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me on.
Nancy Pearl is the author of Book Lust, recommended reading for every mood, moment, and reason. She is also a regular guest on this program, and we're happy to be next to that crazy lady on occasion. More of Nancy Pearl's favorite opening lines are at NPR.org. And we will close out this subject with one more opening line from the debut by Anita Bruckner. Dr. Weiss, at 40, knew that her life had been ruined by literature.